This Boy, written and read by Alan Johnson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. I'm studying a photograph, a small black and white image taken with a box camera, by a friend, one of my uncles, a passerby, two figures set in a bleak but indistinct post-war landscape, standing arm in arm in front of railings outside Kensington Register Office, with what appears to be barbed wire behind them. He is in his army uniform, the single ribbon denoting merely that he'd served. He'd been a lance corporal. I don't know with which regiment or where, or whether he killed anybody, the question asked by practically all small boys of their fathers after the war. What I do know is that it could be said he helped to kill the woman beside him. But on that day, in January 1945, they must have been full of excitement and optimism about the life that lay ahead of them. Stephen Arthur Johnson and Lillian May Gibson. When she was born in May 1921, her grandmother said she looked like a lily in May. His smile is slight, betraying a determination not to show his teeth. Tie beautifully knotted, beret angled, slightly too high on one side, covering his red hair. She seems happy, a pretty petite Liverpudlian with a Doris Day nose, what she called her titty nose, which she insisted I had inherited. Smart in her cockade hat, placed at the same rakish angle as his beret. Her suit, though...